You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are recording at the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans and sharing this with you a little bit after the gathering because
we have so much content.
We have so many stories to share from the LCMS Youth Gathering. I'm excited about this one because this is one of our team. So I'm excited to share this story. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine by visiting cui.edu. And I can see their booth from where I'm sitting right now.
I can too. Yeah. I've got some Irvine swag as an alumno.
Joining us at the KFUO booth, the KFUO stage at the LCMS Youth Gathering, is the Reverend Brady Finnern. He's president of Minnesota North District for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, also happens to be host of Concord Matters on KFUO, and a new one to add to that line of titles. He's one of the hosts of the Mass events at this year's LCMS Youth Gathering. Pastor Finnern, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Normally, when we're chatting in the Coffee Hour, we're taking a look at the Book of Concord for the series of reading the Book of Concord together.
Yeah. Right?
But you like to do all kinds of things. And so somehow you ended up as a host of Mass events at the LCMS Youth Gathering. What number youth gathering is this for you? What number?
This is the sixth youth gathering I've been to.
Six. Yes.
First one, this was kind of a funny shtick for everybody. When I introduced myself, this is my sixth youth gathering, and 30 years ago, I went to my first youth gathering in San Antonio in 1995. Oh. And then I asked everybody, how many of you were here? And it wasn't a lot. It was quite humbling, I would say.
I understand that.
So, no, it's an honor. I tell you what, there's so many talented people, like there are KFUO, who are making all this happen. All the details, all the people, many of them, Andy, are DCE. And they're multitasking like crazy. But so many people I've met through this that has just been so humbling, along with Tanner Olson and Shelley Schwalm, who are our co-hosts. And they really, I would say, are carrying the load. I'm the one who's kind of standing there and saying I'm old. That's about it. So.
Yeah, I was around in 1995.
There you go. Thank you. Somebody was there.
I was too.
I was too.
Oh, that's right. You were really there.
I was in college.
I was not in college in 1995.
You were, what, kindergarten?
Something like that, yeah. So, Brady, how did you get selected to be a Mass event host for the youth gathering?
I don't really know.
Okay.
I don't really know.
Next question.
I do know that they wanted a pastor, and it's been really good, you know, because Shelley Schwalm was a DCE. Tanner Olson is actually a director of Christian ministry, which is from Concordia University in Wisconsin. And so they all are very active in their own vocations, and I think that kind of came down to it. I know there's a process of how they choose it that goes all behind in other places I'm not sure about, but they asked, and I thought it was a joke at first, just because, like I said, 30 years ago was my first youth gathering, but it has really been an honor. So I don't know, but thanks be to God that here I am.
It's like I like that story.
Was there some sort of algorithm? Is that like
I plead the fifth. Yeah. I don't know because I don't really know. So
Tanner's phrase, I'm just happy to be here. Is that how
right.
it kind of goes?
It. Yeah. It's happy to be here.
So for those who have not attended an LCMS youth gathering before, what is a Mass event?
Okay. So basically throughout the day, we want to make sure that everyone's in the Word. So you have Bible study. Mm-hmm. And then they were really equipping the saints for the future. And so they have special sessions. Like, for example, my own kids are here this time. My bride is here as well.
Oh, yeah. We saw them at the booth.
Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun for the hear them to go to different sessions. Like they went to a baptismal identity session, talking about the storm within and how the Lord, by his word, gives us peace. So you have tons of these sessions going on. They're studying, like, for example, the theme obviously is endure. So you have Bible studies every day. And so you want to make sure that is grounded in throughout the whole day. And the Mass event is designed that everyone gets together and they're encouraged in Christ. Our divine service is on the last day, and that's in the morning. So that's different. It's not worship, but it's our time to get together to be able to celebrate. It's really a powerful thing for the kids and for adults to see all these people in one place, knowing that we share in the same faith and confess the truth together. So Mass event, there's a lot of songs. There's kind of skit type of things that we're doing. And then we have different, I would say, more teaching opportunities to talk about different aspects of Endure. I have a few of that. And we have other great speakers. Dr. Michael Ziegler came, and he spoke last night. We're going to have tonight Bethany Hamilton, who is famous by Soul Surfer, the movie. Yeah. And she's actually Missouri Synod in Hawaii.
Yeah.
You know, you don't hear that very often, but so she's speaking. And then we also had Nell Putnam, who is a deaconess in Dominican Republic. And Was there somebody else? I apologize if I forgot. But it's just
it's
great
a flurry of thoughts when
I know
you're in a situation like this
on.
With so many things going on.
And so this has been a lot of those speakers to encourage them, one in our theme, but encourage them and say, hey, we're together in this and we're confessing the same faith you are, mm-hmm. which is founded in the scripture.
Yeah. So mass events happen every night of the gathering. They're significant events, and you're on stage for a significant part of these events. Tell us about the preparation that happens before we even get to gather. Like, what do you actually have to do so you know what you're doing when you get on stage?
Right. Yeah. That's the problem probably for me. But anyways, it's there's a lot of meetings that really have already happened for the next youth gathering.
Right.
That is happening in 2028. So a lot of the background, creative organizing of everything is happening with a lot of just very committed Christian people. I would say that within a year, we're talking about, okay, here's the theme, here's where we're looking at our direction, and then us, and each night has a night manager mm-hmm. that oversees the whole thing. And so you're working with them, you're working with like Mark Kiesling, the head of all of this, making sure our theology is good, working with the doctrinal review of the synod. All of that comes into it. So you're meeting at the table saying, here's what we're thinking. I'm not creative, so it's amazing to see all the people. All right, how about this idea? I was like, well, okay, let's go. I'll make sure it's about the word of God. And then by the time first meeting I was at or that I was privy to was in November.
Okay.
And then January, things really started hitting the floor running. And then Shelley and Tanner and I met at least 4 or 5 times in order to go through script, write the script, and to go through what we want to make sure and making sure that it is grounded in scripture and making sure that we're actually talking the way we talk as opposed to how someone else would. So I've learned so much. And once again, Tanner and Shelley are just really, they're holding everything up here. So it's really been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I have to point out, we have, what, 2 Minnesotans as hosts this
year? We do.
Do we have an interpreter?
Exactly. Yeah, interpreter, yeah. Well, we did, you know, it's funny. We did make fun of that a little bit. We're like, how would a Minnesotan say endure? And I started with, well, endure, don't you know? And then Shelley goes, oh, for sure endure. You know, oh, for sure. Of course, she did it with a much better accent, even though she's actually technically a Kansas person. So she's still learning how this all fits. But yeah, that's just, you know, that's how the Lord brought it together. I don't know. I don't know how it happened. It just did. So,
you mentioned your own families here
yes.
at the gathering, at the LCMS youth gathering. What do you want them? What do you want all the youth who are attending the youth gathering to learn? What do you want them to gain or witness at the gathering as they leave and go back to their congregations?
That's a great question. I would say that when they chose the theme Endure, Hebrews 12:1-3 really captures this understanding of, first of all, Jesus endured the cross. Like, that's what we want everybody to be able to know when they leave here, is that it is all about Jesus who has ran the race for you. And then secondly, that you're going to endure things, that guess where you can look? You can look to Christ. And that's really, because sometimes we try to make it sound like you get to a point where it's kind of all figured out. Mm-hmm. I am now mature in my faith. I'm going to be able to just battle through this, no problem. Not even battle through it, because everything is going to be just fine. But they're very honest, I think, with this theme, and they always are honest with their themes, to say, listen, the Christian life is grounded in Christ who has done it all. But at the same time, you're going to have to endure. And know what? He endured it already for you. So keep fighting the good fight. I'd say that's the biggest thing that has been a main theme for me, for my kids, and then also when I talk to people. I know one pastor here, you just keep saying, hey, keep enduring, as he walks through the halls and talks to people.
Yeah. So this is number 6 for you.
For me, yep.
Yeah. What's been special about this gathering in particular for you? I mean, other than being on stage every
night. Right, that's a little different, yeah.
Other than that, like, you've been to several of these at this point. So what makes this one special for you in this stage of your life, having your family here, all of these additional layers that are happening this time? What is it about this one that's special for you?
Well, I think it's that I'll go two prong on this.
Sure.
First of all, that my kids are here with me.
Yeah.
And so to be able to, this was very formative to me. Mm-hmm. A major reason why I'm a pastor now is mm-hmm. because of the 1998 youth gathering when I graduated called high school.
Yeah.
So that means so much to be able to have them be part of that. But I would say what really hits home is that feeling and understanding of how much the Lord has blessed our church with the people that he brings together.
Mm-hmm.
How much all the people I've met, that's been so meaningful to see, because I go up there, but there's so much, like I said, there's people already working on 2028.
Yeah.
They've done so much work and they do it to the glory of God. And for me, that has been the most special, to see God's kingdom work the way it does. And I thought I knew the Synod really well. You know, I do KFUO. I'm a pastor. I'm a district president. But I sat through these meetings like, I don't know any of these folks. And wow, the Lord has blessed the church.
It's amazing to see all the gifts, all the talent that is brought together for this LCMS youth gathering to make this happen. There are so many aspects to this. There's so many things happening at the gathering.
Right.
You know, you might... Someone might just know about the mass events or when we gather for divine service or maybe the servant events. But I mean, when you put it all together, there are thousands of things going on at one time at the LCMS Youth Gathering.
It's wild.
And to see all the talent that God has provided to bring this together every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then to think about how he's also using all that talent throughout the church, throughout... I mean, really throughout the world. It's not just the National Youth Gathering, but there are people from around the world who are at this gathering, too. To think about, we get to see all that talent used together for the gathering every 3 years, but to see, it would be amazing to see how that's all being used for the sake of the gospel throughout the rest of the, you know, every other 2 years that the gathering isn't happening.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you what, one of the humbling things, too, is you think about, everyone has a story about how they got to the point of helping. And every one of them, everyone I've met, it started in their local parish, which really affirms everything we believe as in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. It starts in the local congregation, word, sacrament, enduring together as God's people in the church. And so that is probably where we always have to come back to and saying, this is amazing, but how it all starts is when you go back home and you are making sure that people are hearing the word of God and receiving his gifts and serving one another in the name of Jesus. There is nothing better. Nothing better and more humbling and an honor to be part of.
Yeah.
The Reverend Brady Finnern, president of LCMS Minnesota North District, host of Concord Matters on KFUO, and one of the gathering hosts for the mass events this year at the LCMS Youth Gathering. Thanks so much for joining us on the stage here at KFUO.
Thank you, guys. God bless you.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour from the LCMS Youth Gathering in New Orleans. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Concordia University System is comprised of 5 universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word. cus.edu.